I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to Life Solutions with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and you have been listening to myself and Mary, Mann, and Morrissey now for a number of weeks. And, of course, we have had special guest appearances on this show coming to you every Monday, 5 o'clock Seattle time. And for those of you that are plugging in through the Internet, it is whatever time it is, wherever you are. But I have to say it is the right time. It is the time to plug in to a higher vibration. And today's show is absolutely amazing. This is something that I've been waiting to talk with you about, and we're finally bringing the topic to the table. Joining us today is Karen Haslick, and she will be talking with us about many, many things going on with Life Solutions. But today's topic, of course, is mastery in love. Now, that's kind of a play on words, don't you think, Karen? It could be mastery in love or mastery in love.
You know, that's great. I had never thought about that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. And it's all about being in love.
What does that mean? I mean, yes, they're words, but that's not what this show is about.
Right.
It's more than the words. Tell us, what is the heart message on about mastery in love?
Well, mastery in love, it really is about fostering authentic relationships, whether it's with a mate or family or a coworker or even yourself, an authentic relationship with spirit. That's really what we all want to have, and we just don't know how to get there. So that's what we're going to talk about and teach tonight and spread some of that energy out there so that people can start living more of an authentic life themselves. And it stems from, because we're all in relationship with other people and with ourselves, and how are we showing up, and how are we being, and what are we doing every day to foster authentic relationships?
Every day is the key word in there. And, you know, Karen, I want to just say a few words about you and your journey, because for those of you that have not been tuning in, you've probably not heard the very, very energizing conversations Karen and I have had on this hour right here on Alternative Talk. And, you know, Karen, I think it'd be really important right now, before we launch into this topic, for you to share a little bit about who you are, what your passion is, and how you've come to be on this interwoven journey with Mary, Mann, and Morrissey.
Well, okay, that's a lot.
Well, and the reason, let me tell you why I'm asking the question. Because our topic today is mastery and love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about fostering authentic relationships. Mm-hmm. And when I think about your relationship with Mary,
mm-hmm.
I think it is the model. It is the model relationship for what it means to go through and truly commit to fostering authentic relationships. So your very presence on this show, what you bring to this show, as well as what you bring to the effort of Life Solutions and Mary, Mann, and Morrissey, is really at the top of the pyramid for a lot of people to take a look at. So I know I may be putting you on the spot, I'd love to, for people to hear your journey, because you walk the talk, and I want people to know that you do that, that you're not just showing up here with a manuscript on how to talk about mastery and love.
No. I'm mastering it at a new level myself this very day. We're all evolving, and, you know, that's why this work is never done. And it's more to be excited about where you're at and know that you're in your own self-evolution. I just have to say that I know Mary and I are such good friends, and she's been a teacher and mentor of mine for years, and there is no one I know on the planet, personally, that I've had an experience that is, that does love as well as Mary. She is, in my words, the master of it. So I feel very honored and blessed to be in a relationship with her that I've had an opportunity to grow that in my own life. I come from, I know you've asked me this question before, and it's important for readers to know, I have a very successful life. I have a success in all the areas of my life, I'm extremely successful. And I had to really struggle to become the type of person who could manifest success. I come from an abusive upbringing where I didn't feel loved at all. I never felt an experience of love. I never felt that I was worthy of love, and it was me. And so I have come from a lot of the work that we're going to talk about tonight that I've done in my own personal journey to not only doing forgiveness work and doing healing, but getting to a place where I absolutely love myself. I have a ball in life. I love my life. I love myself. I love my friends. I love my family. And it's such an experience of just vibrating in joy and excitement to be alive, that even the things that are difficult can take I don't want to say they're fun, but in a way they are, because you know that what it is a gift that's bringing you to this next level of pure joy and excitement. I've worked with Mary for many years. I was on the board at the church with her for a couple of years. I started going there, 11 years ago. And in my work life, I was very, what would be the word? Very much I was a trainer, a teacher, a speaker, someone who was, having to be on all the time. And when I went to church, I didn't want to talk to anybody and tell anybody what I did, because I just wanted to have a place to just nest for myself and have my
yes.
soul recharged. And I would go to church every Sunday, and I'd sit in the back room, and I'd just weep, and I'd cry, and I'd leave, and I'd go home, and I wouldn't talk to a soul. And after 4 years, I started to volunteer at the church and make myself known. I still didn't tell people what I did. I just wanted to keep, my life private and have a new type of energy around me. And I remember that at some point, out of my being in service, more of who I was inside and the person I was on stage and in my business, over the next couple of years, they met and became one. And it was a phenomenal experience for me. So I volunteered at the church. I got involved in different activities with different people, and then I was asked to join the board of directors, and then I had and also Mary would ask me to teach classes with her. So we had that relationship. And then for the last year, we've been working very, very closely together in Life Solutions, creating programs and products and programs for people's personal empowerment, so that as they shift themselves, we have a ripple effect that becomes global transformation. Because we can't point a finger and say this needs to happen and that needs to happen. The only thing that needs to happen is the work we do with ourselves. So we
yes.
become a more loving, compassionate person.
Yes, because Lord knows we have tried. I know I have tried to go around and change a whole bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can get real worn out.
Burned out.
You get absolutely nowhere.
Burned down. I mean, I was feeling like a French fry for most of my life in doing that. Just
yeah.
totally fried all the time, because all your energy is going out into other people, other places, and other things. And after a while, you learn, Karen, that you cannot change other people, places, and things.
Mm-mm.
This is an
you
inside
can change
job.
Yourself.
Yes. So, thank you, because I wanted to have you talk to people about your personal journey and your connection, because I think it's important for each of us to share our stories. I mean, this is about building the story, changing the story, and creating new illuminated stories about our life, our vision, the planet, other people. And tonight's topic, of course, mastery and love, with Karen Hanslick on Life Solutions and with myself, Dr. Pat Basile, is really about creating the opening, creating that portal so that everyone out there knows that they can have authentic relationships, they can have all of the connection that they long for in life. And Karen is here to talk about what the essential characteristics of the program are that Mary is offering, as well as the necessary elements that each of us need to master love and be masterful in love. Karen, you know, along the way, in the work that you've done, what has been one of the most difficult places for you in your life in terms of your own personal demons battling with you in the arena of love versus hate?
Well, for me, the biggest demon I've had to battle is that I just, when things get difficult, I want to go away. And, you know, that's how I survived when I was young. I would just close down and go away. You know, it was a technique I used for survival, which served me very well, actually. And so it was important for me to develop that survival skill. But it doesn't work in relationships today for me. So I have to really, that's not easy for me. My first reaction is, well, you know, because being in that environment, I had to grow up, you know, I can take care of myself. I don't need anybody. I can do it all. You know, it's just a survival mechanism. So when I come up against a difficult time in a relationship, that's the first place I go. And it's just an automatic button with me. And I have to remember, you know, I have to remember that action no longer serves me, because I will go and find that situation in the next relationship, and then I leave a trail of I want to say broken hearts, because they're not broken hearts, but in a way, broken spirits.
Absolutely.
And that's not the environment I want to keep around me anymore. So it's a matter of cleaning it up and keeping it clean. And it's still a challenge for me. And as I master something, then I'm given new opportunities to master it at a different level. But you move, once you start doing this work, you move from, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, to, okay, I think I can do this, to, I want to do this. I just want to do this and grow and be an expression of God that is filled with joy and love.
Absolutely. As I say, let God rock your world. All right, we're going to take a short break, Karen. When we come back, more with Life Solutions. Today's topic is love and mastery in love mastery and all of that. And we're going to take a short break. Eric, if you would please take us out when we come back, more with Karen Hanslick. And we're going to be breaking this down for you, breaking this down in a way that you're going to be able to understand it and talk about a number of different events from Mary. So let's take that short break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Join Mary Manna Morrissey for a six-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery course, you'll participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, as well as receive a monthly mastery manual and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You'll also receive a daily one-minute inspirational phone call from Mary throughout the entire six-month course. And if you sign up and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's right, a $200 discount on this amazing, life-changing, transformational course. For more information, call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's LIFE. SOULUTIONS.com.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Wren at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion, or a just plain tired feeling, take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit DigestEasy.com. That's DigestEasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, I better keep it.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Life Solutions with me, Dr. Pat Basile. I am also the host of the Dr. Pat Show that many of you are familiar with. That, of course, is on Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and is also part of the Dr. Pat Worldwide Network, including Finding Your Music, which is on Friday at 5. We've got so many things going on, so many ways we're reaching you in the world, and we want to make sure you know about them. The best way to do that is to go to www.thedrpatshow.com, www.thedrpatshow.com, that's drpatshow.com. And also, we want to make sure that you know about the upcoming events that will be going on that are planned right now for Mary Mann and Morrissey. And Karen, you can pretty much talk to that.
Yes. First of all, let me tell them how to get to our website, which is Life Solutions, and there's a soul in the middle. And we say if you've got a challenge, life has a solution, S-O-U-L. So our life, our website is Life Solutions, LifeSoulutions. And what we have coming up, we're actually going to be in Bellevue on July 15th. There's a Saturday workshop that we are doing with Mary Mann and Morrissey and Dr. Harry Morgan Moses, and also Daniel Namod will be there. The workshop is called Your Soul Remembers, and to have an experience of Mary and Harry and Daniel is just a phenomenal opportunity. It's going to be at the Unity of Bellevue. It's a pretty much a day event. It starts at 9 and goes to 4. And I believe they can contact us. Or they can call the, well, just contact us and we'll get you registered for the event.
Okay, so do you want to give out a phone number for that?
Yeah, you bet. 503-922-3460. 503-922-3460. And that's Saturday, July 15th, great opportunity with Mary and Harry Morgan Moses and Daniel Namod. Great experience. And then we also have another exciting event. August, we're going on a retreat. We are doing a retreat in the Canadian Rockies. Mary Mann and Morrissey and Ricky Byers Beckwith will be doing a one-week retreat. We start out in Calgary on August 19th, and we travel through the most beautiful country in the world, and we head back home on August 26th. So there's another opportunity for your listeners to experience an amazing transformational teaching experience with two great, great teachers.
How can people find out more about that? Is everything on the website?
Yep, everything's on the website, and they can always just, if they want to have a personal conversation about it, email me, Karen@LifeSolutions.com.
Wow, thank you. We'll make sure that we give this information out later on in the show as well.
And we also have, Pat, our regular Life Mastery Program. And that, we have our next series starts July 10th, which is next Monday night. For anybody who wanted to join, it's a six-month course. And I think you've talked quite a bit about that on your show.
We have, but let's make sure that everyone understands the Life Mastery course. And basically, we also have a special discount for Dr. Pat listeners as well.
Yeah, we provide a deep discount for the Dr. Pat listeners. Life Mastery came out of a conversation Mary and I had. Mary is such a phenomenal teacher, and I had been doing a lot of workshops and coaching. And what I found that people get a lot of value from the teaching, but many, many times they need an arena to work through this stuff. And so we developed a support system of teaching. It's also a teaching, mentoring, support system that a group of souls would decide to come and join us and take a six-month course, a six-month tour in mastering life. We actually have six different subjects, and each subject we work with for an entire month. There's mastery in intention, mastery in abundance, mastery in health, mastery in manifestation, mastery in love, which does start this next Monday night, July 10th, and mastery in transformation. And we do this via live teleclass every Monday night at 6 o'clock. You're on a live telephone conference call with Mary and myself. And there is a teaching for half of it, and then Mary opens it up for questions and discussions. There also is a meditation CD. Every month our students get a mastery manual for that subject, and they get a meditation CD. Mary records 4 10-minute meditations, one for every week that we're doing the teaching. So at the end you wind up with all these meditation tapes on different subjects, your workbook, and you wind up with an entirely new life. I can't believe for myself, Mary and I are in the course and we just giggle with each other how our lives are rapidly moving being in the course, and we're constantly hearing this from students. In fact, the last couple of weeks we have people who are going into their fifth month, so they're, I love doing this. I just don't want to let go of it. What's next? Because after my 6 months is up, I want to stay in this program. So it's just had rave reviews across the country. I encourage every one of your listeners to call me and find out about doing it, because it will change your life. And you
what I love about what you're talking about, Karen, which is very, very different than a lot of calls, and the reason that this is important for us to talk about right now is because, A, the program is starting on the 10th. That's mm-hmm. the first reason. But the other thing is, this is unlike so many, what I want to call them, teleseminars. This is really an exchange of information and education program, in that Mary does talk during the first half, but she does open up the phone lines. Mm-hmm. This is what makes this different, isn't it, Karen? This is not just Mary talking at people.
Well, it's also another thing that we have different is that every single day our students get a call from Mary. They get the Miracle Minute. And the Miracle Minute is a one-minute phone call that goes out to every student. It's a power call, keeping them in the energy of what they're creating in their lives. So we have really designed a package that is not only a weekly teaching and a daily meditation and a monthly workbook, but a daily call to remind you who you are and what you're here to do, and to keep you in the flow of it. So I've never seen anything like it, where we have such a complete package to assist you in moving your life forward and living your life with passion and living the life that you came to live.
That's exactly the point, though. It is really living the life you were meant to live, and that really opens up the conversation regarding tonight's topic, which is mastery and love. The idea is, when we say living the life we were meant to live, really brings up a lot of issues for people, Karen. And one of the issues is, was I meant to live this life of struggle? So what is the answer to that?
No.
That's right.
There's no other answer. The answer is no. And what you need are some tools to learn to live life from what I call thrival instead of survival. And it is possible. In fact, it's the next big step for you, is to move into that.
And this is not just something that, one or two people on the planet can have. I had a conversation today. I launched a new radio show called Enlightened Capitalism on one of my other stations. And I was doing an interview, and we were having a conversation about what that means. What does it mean to bring that out into the world? What does it mean to so many people? And one of the questions that came up is, right now there are a majority of the people really feeling a pull, feeling a vibration to live a different life, to do something really different. At the same time, it truly is what I call a personal paradigm shift. There's a lot of conversation right now about global paradigms, but I'm really talking about something that's very personal, very individual. It's an individual that really shifts from one place where they are, to a virtually brand new place. And that's what the door, that's the door that I hear you opening when you're talking about the Life Mastery Program as well as Mastery and Love.
Right. There is no more important work to do on the planet, number one, in developing the mastery skills you need to live life from. And Mastery and Love, I think, will be the most important. Every month has been phenomenal, but Mastery and Love, what more is there than to come from the space of love, because that's what we are. And it's interesting to me that, and I know myself, having been just a really busy, you know, mom and a business person and a very busy, hectic life that I used to have, I used to try to fit stuff in like this because I knew it was good for me, but most of the time I couldn't do a lot of it. And when you think that you actually could operate completely differently by having the tools you need, that we're not meant to live lives of, you know, desperation or lives of, you know, just the fanatic way we live, you know, the frenzy of trying to get everything done, trying to make sure all the bases are covered, make sure that we, you know, are getting to the next rung on the ladder. All of that, and I think it's great to do a lot of those things, but most people don't experience them with joy because they're worried about getting to the next place and they're worried about losing what they have.
Absolutely. And really, the focus, the shift is really on the focus, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from this break, because focus is so important. You know, are we going to focus on, you know, the spirit or the higher power? Are we going to focus on ourselves? And if so, how are we going to do that? What is it that we want from a significant other, a person, our family, our friends? All of this is part of Mastery and Love. And the teachings include being able to understand what forgiveness is and what it is not, compassion and how to take that out in the world, loving yourself, as Karen talked about. But this idea of telling the truth, is it the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Or is it what we have come to know as, well, you know, maybe I'll tell it this time, but not exactly in its entirety? We're going to take a short break, Karen. When we come back, more with Life Solutions. And tonight's topic, of course, is Mastery and Love. Eric, did you want to give out a phone number in case we get a call?
Sure. You can call us at 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-KKNW.
And when we come back, for your, all of you out there, Karen will be ready, willing, and able to answer your questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with lots more.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Manna Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to the phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month. And when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. So contact Karen at Life Solutions. That's Karen at Life Solutions, LifeSoulutions. Or call 503-922-3460. Again, that's 503-922-3460 to start receiving your daily Miracle Minute.
Seattle Unity Church presents renowned Course in Miracles author Michael Rice, who wrote the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? He'll be presenting 9 free workshops August 6th through August 17th at Seattle Unity. Go to seattleunity.org for more information. That's seattleunity.org.
NCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our Copious Health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. CopiousHealth.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All righty then. Yes, indeed. She's crazy in love, and I think in more ways than we can actually share on this show. Of course, that was Beyonce. And Eric, of course, doing an outstanding job as usual, picking the music for today's show. And today's topic, of course, is mastery in love. Karen Hanslick here with me to talk about this. This is Life Solutions. And if you want to find out more about Life Solutions, go to www.lifesoulutions.com and find out lots more about Mary and all the events we're talking about right now. We're talking about mastery and love. Karen, let's take a look and break this down. Let's break down the relationships with spirit, with ourselves, with our significant others, our family and friends. And let's talk about how fostering authentic relationships really do manifest in today's busy world and what we can do to create exactly the relationships we desire.
Well, I love the term fostering authentic relationships because that's what you need to do. They don't just happen because you want them to happen. I mean, you know, and that may happen. You know, there's a lot that thought has something to do with it. But authentic relationships need nurturing. It's like any beautiful plant that you have in your house. You take time to water it and fertilize it and cut back the dead, you know, branches or leaves. You take time to nurture the plant. It's the same thing with a relationship. And unfortunately, what a lot of us do is we have an expectation, and if it's not met, well, then we're not happy with it. Or we don't spend time on those relationships. That's the one thing that I have learned from Mary is she loves better than anyone I know. She really knows how to do friendship. She really knows how to do love. And I've watched her over the years, and it's taught me to not take for granted my friends, and to really, you know, send notes, to remember their birthdays, to tell them how special they are, to, no matter how busy I am, to take time to go to dinner with them. I make sure that I have special people in my life, and since we travel every week and we're all over the country, I make sure that these people that I have in my life, I go to dinner with once a month. And I have a group of people that I want to keep them in my heart. And so I don't want to just get on the phone and, hi, how you doing, go to gossip. I want to spend a couple hours, I'll spend 2 or 3 hours with them in an evening and have a dinner and connect with their heart and tell them how much I appreciate them and take time to nurture that relationship. And that's a lot different than I used to do it. I used to think, well, to have a relationship, I need to be in contact with people, and we need to go do something, or I just need to, you know, call them every week. And I don't do that anymore. I give them my authentic, real time. And so now what I have with this group of people are authentic, very loving, deep, authentic relationships.
You know, Karen, I love what you're saying, and I want to say this to everyone that's listening to the show is, there's the flip side of this as well, where you have to start at some place. And it's actually not the flip side, but it's another level on the continuum, let's say, Karen. And that is, you're sitting here and you're listening to this right now, and, you know, now we're talking about one more thing to you add to your list of things to do. And so let's say that, for example, you have someone that you've been meaning to call. Pick up the phone. Give them a call, even if it's for 3 minutes, so that you can say in that 3 minutes, you can spend the time with them where your heart is connecting to their heart.
Do you know what I'm saying, Karen?
Yeah.
So many people are afraid to take that first step. And, you know, ultimately you want to get to the place that Karen and I are talking about. I just had a very recent experience here on my trip, Karen, and we have a wonderful, wonderful sponsor. And for those of you that don't understand how this works, we buy the time from the radio station, and our sponsors or other independent underwriters support us and keep this a thriving enterprise. And so we have a fabulous sponsor, our friends at NLP.com, of course, and they are based here in Hawaii. And I went to visit with them when they were at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and just that few minutes of stopping by, of connecting with them, of really looking at all the wonderful things that, they're doing, and exchanging words and hugs. And, I mean, it really means all the difference in the world for some people, don't you think?
I do. And, you know, and there's a big difference between what we're talking about and networking.
Very big.
Because, you know, the big buzz had been for the last 10 years about networking, and it's about giving to get. And, you know, now this is completely not that. This is giving to give.
This is giving to give.
Yeah.
You know, it just so happened that in the end, they took me out to a fabulous, fabulous dinner, which I'm very grateful for. But it's part of the giving that you do that's unconditional.
Right.
I think that's the key when we talk about mastery and love. Mm-hmm. There is this idea of conditional love and unconditional love. And I really think that when you can move from conditional love to unconditional love, it is your pathway to freedom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's talk about the program, and let's talk about some of the areas that you're going to be working with people on to help them really tap into the fulfillment, the engagement, and the power of mastery and love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, first of all, you know, we have our teaching, and then we have our work that we do. You know, we take a look at the different areas of our life, and, you know, what would it look like, you know, as you to hold a loving relationship with yourself, your higher power, with a significant other. It's, you know, taking a look at what is it you really want? What would your perfect picture of having that loving relationship look like? I think it starts, for me, it starts with God. And how I nurture that loving relationship with God is through meditation and journal every day. Mm. That is something that I do no matter what. And that's because that comes first in my life, is creating, nurturing that relationship, and that's how I do it. The other thing that I think is right after it is yourself. What do you do to nurture the relationship you have with yourself and to nurture yourself? They say, you know, they're doing the oxygen announcement on the airplane, they say if you have a child, you put your own oxygen mask on first. So if you consider all the people and things around you, your family, your children, your connections, you've got to take care of yourself first, and it's not selfish. It's really important. And one of the reasons it's important is because when you are taking care of yourself and you're loving yourself, you are different with everyone else. And I think the trap that a lot of us get into, especially women, is we're so busy taking care of everyone else. I don't have time, I don't have money. And there's this underlying resentment that pops out at the most inconvenient times.
Oh, yeah, especially when you least expect it. It's just like right there in your face.
Right.
And then once you've kind of opened your mouth and there it is, or once you've really shut your heart,
mm-hmm.
and there it is, if you don't have the tools to get out of that, it's really like a downhill spiral, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, and all that we're talking about are things that you learn to do, and over time they become more comfortable for you to do, and they become more a part of who you are. And we're all given the same amount of time. It's how do we deal with that time? What do we do in that minute? I remember one time as I didn't, Mary, and I was a volunteer at the church, and I remember her walking in the door, and she just came up, and she had seen me around, and she had heard about me, but she came up, grabbed my hand, and looked me straight in the eye and said, "I just want to thank you for the work that you do here for us." She was so present with me, I could barely look her back in the eye. It felt, I wasn't used to it. It felt uncomfortable. It was embarrassing, and that made such an impression on me that I hadn't had that experience, except, you know, maybe in, you know, a love relationship where someone just looks you in the eye and just says, I am right here in this moment with you, and you're important. And I was not anybody. I was a volunteer. And I would watch her do that with people, and I thought, yeah, that is so important to just take a moment and be present and to love.
Well, let's create an invitation for everyone listening to the show because, you know, there are moments like that, moments that you've described. And, by the way, I've had a very similar moment with Mary as well. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. What I'd love to be able to do for everyone listening to this show is create an invitation for everyone out there to create that moment for someone. Do you know what I'm saying, Karen?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, let's do it. Let's see if we can create a way to invite people to take a minute and really connect with someone in their lives and just share with them that you are there with them right now in this moment. Go ahead, Karen, and describe that invitation for our listeners.
Well, we would have a global shift if everybody did that once a day. Think of what would happen out there if we all, and we'll start with all your listeners. If every day, just once a day, they just remembered to do that, to take a moment, and to just really be with that person. You know, not be in their mind of what they're going to say or what they should say or what's going on or doing their marketing or all the other things that goes on, but to just stop and say, you know, I can take 60 seconds here. No matter how busy we are, we all have 60 seconds all day long to just stop and to love, to unconditionally love.
And that's right. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about 60 seconds. We're talking about taking that time. And when we come back from break, we're going to be sharing with you how you can tap into these amazing skills, this amazing program with Mary, and also to make sure that if you do have any questions right now and you need some one-on-one personal help with how to implement what Karen has just talked about, we'll be here for you. Eric, why don't we take a short break? When we come back, we will finishing out this segment. Of course, this is Mastery and Love, and let's give out that phone number one more time.
Sure, 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW.
I'm a consecrated boy. And I'm a singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m., part of the Dr. Pat family.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
Seattle Unity Church presents renowned Course in Miracles author Michael Rice, who wrote the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? He'll be presenting 9 free workshops August 6th through August 17th at Seattle Unity. Go to seattleunity.org for more information. That's seattleunity.org.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And the devil would call my name.
Say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Man.
I'm a consummated man. Snatching in purity, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock.
Absolutely. Eric, another fabulous selection, of course. Thank you all for listening. This is Life Solutions with me, Dr. Papasilli, and, of course, my special guest today, Karen Hanslick, and we're talking about mastery in love. And, Karen, I know we've covered a lot of ground today. I would love, though, for you to please let people know about the upcoming events again and how they can find out more and who they should call.
Okay. Well, they can contact us always at lifesolutions.com, lifesolutions.com, soul in the middle, and or they can call us at 503-922-3460. Now, starting this next Monday night, July 10th, we begin our Life Mastery course. It's a six-month course, and we start for the month of July in Mastery and Love. And then we go to Mastery and Transformation, and each month we work on a different subject. We also are going to be in Bellevue. Mary will be doing a workshop with Dr. Harry Morgan Moses and Daniel Namod, who is a fabulous artist, singer, composer. It's just a wonderful experience to be with all three of them. That is going to be from 9 to 4 at the Unity of Bellevue on Saturday, July 15th. We also have coming up an amazing retreat we're going to be doing in the Canadian Rockies. It will be Mary Manon Morrissey and Ricky Byers Beckwith, and it's a very intimate retreat. There are only 30 people that we'll be taking. We do have a few spaces, so if somebody would like to sign up, they want to contact us right away. It's a very intimate retreat. We have rented our own personal chateau in the Canadian Rockies. And that trip is August 19th through the 26th. So if you're ready for a vacation and you want a transformative experience in some of the most beautiful country in the world, then this would be the one for you. We'd love to have you join us on that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so as I understand, and I have heard this, that those seats are limited. So if you want to do that, there's time to do that right now. And we'll make sure that information is available. Of course, you can go to the website, right, Karen?
Right. LifeSolutions.com.
SolutionsSolutions.com. All right, let's finish up and summarize for our listeners what we've been talking about today, which, of course, is this mastery in love and fostering authentic relationships and how important this is. And, you know, we've talked about so many things, but one of the things your teaching includes, Karen, is this idea of telling the truth.
Right.
Now, what's interesting is I've heard about, in the context of mastery and love, I've heard about forgiveness, compassion, loving yourself, and so forth and so on. But I have not really seen this or have heard of the idea of telling the truth as part of the mastery of love and in love. Say a little bit about that.
Well, that's what's keeping us stuck right now, is that we don't tell the truth. In fact, most of what we do all day isn't telling the truth, and we're held captive in our own being, in our own body, because there's so much we want to say, or there's so much of our own truth we're afraid to say. We think we're going to hurt somebody's feelings, or it's not what they want to hear, or it's not the right thing to say, or you don't have the right way to say it. And telling the truth, and what is it, the truth shall set you free?
Right.
It will not only set you free, but put you into a path of empowerment like none you have experienced. You can always tell the truth when you do it with love. And those difficult conversations, whether there was somebody at work or someone in your family, we're so used to wanting to tell our story of it, and we're so wanting to get our point across and be right or whatever communication, that we're saying it with an energy that's destructive. And when we switch to an energy of coming from love in that situation, we aren't coming from destructive, we're coming from a constructive energy, and then we construct a whole new relationship with that person. See, people energetically know the truth anyway, so we might as well say it.
Well, they do. And, you know, the other part of this, and is included in, I believe, what you said, correct me if I'm wrong, is this idea of coming from a place where I don't have to be right at your expense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know, we push so hard to be right that we'll do it at any cost, and sometimes, you know, at the cost of telling the truth. And the truth that I believe you're referring to is from the heart. It is
right.
Filled with all of the things that you've mentioned, forgiveness, compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we tell the truth and we come from the heart and necessarily agree with what's being done, but
mm-hmm.
it's a truth that really is a way that sets both the individual that's telling the truth, speaking the truth, as well as the person that's hearing it, because there are two people, there are at least two people in the dynamic of mastery and love.
Right, and the conversation is about what's your intention. Is your intention to make that person wrong, to beat them up, to, you know, get your point across, or is your intention is to communicate with love? When your intention is to communicate with love, you will. And you don't have to know what the right words are. You don't have to rehearse it. But what you do have to do is just rehearse the energy of my intention is love. And the words will flow through you.
And they do. And, you know, it takes practice. And, you know, for some of us that haven't had a lot of skill in doing this, Karen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you wake up one day and all of a sudden you have a blueprint for how to do this, especially if your life
right.
has not been about that. There are skills that we are absolutely needing to learn along the way. And that's what's covered in Mastery and Love. And not only that, you know, the program is going to support people as they step out and they practice this. I mean, this is all of this is about stepping out, saying yes, and being willing to, you know, go with the flow of how the outcome turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in societal terms, it'll turn out right, and sometimes it'll turn out almost right.
Right, and when you know, it's what's great about the course, and that's why we kind of mentor people through this. You know, we're all swinging from one trapeze to the next.
Oh yeah.
So this is like, it's okay. We're going to put a net there. We're going to be there for you. And so we will move together as a group through this mastery program, and we will help you develop the skills you need that will be in your tool belt from now on, that you'll know how to live life differently. You'll know how to live life from your source. You'll learn to live life in essence and not in ego, because the ego will just argue for, yeah, but, you know, that's not the way I am, or, you know, given my circumstances, but that person really was wrong. And all of that's great, but it's just keeping you in your own personal, it's your own personal frenzy. The only person that's suffering is you. It's, I forget who said, it's, you know, not forgiving is, and I may be mixing this up, but it's like giving someone else poison, drinking poison yourself and expecting someone else to die.
Well,
it's just
that's exactly
that.
It. And, you know, let's not put out into the world what we don't want to come back at us.
Right.
Let's absolutely not. So if you want more love in your life, then what you're going to have to do is kick it up a notch and put some more love out into the world. You know, smile at someone that you don't know. Take time out. I was sharing a story today that I was, you know, out here and going shopping in the different places to pick up some groceries, and I helped a woman take her groceries to her car. I mean, you know, for of course I asked her. I didn't just grab her groceries away from her. But it was clear that, you know, she could use help, and I said, would you like a little help? And she said, you know, she looked at me and she said, yes, thank you. Took it to her car, and she turned around and, you know, put the groceries in her car. And, of course, you know, if you know anything about where I am right now, the minute that you take a bag of grocery out in the car that has anything frozen in it, it immediately starts to defrost. That's what's going on here. And so we get to the car and we get to put it, and then she starts to reach in her purse to pull out a few dollars to give me as a tip. And I said to her, I said, you know, I just wanted to help you, and I
mm-hmm.
just wanted to make sure you got to your car. And she said, well, you don't work here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I don't work here. As a matter of fact, I'm visiting here. And you could see her eyes fill up, Karen.
Because you were giving to give.
Exactly, and that's the message for this show today, isn't it?
It is, and I was just thinking as you were talking, you said, you know, you want what you wanted to give her. You know, I would like to put out to the listeners today to take this week, spend 1 week, and let's give them a gimme five challenge.
Okay? Go ahead.
We have five different areas of your life. God and higher power, number one. Number two, yourself. Number three, your mate or significant other. Number four, friends. And number five, family. And if you were to every day do one thing in each, for someone in each one of those areas, it's not going to take a lot of time. It may take, you know, 5 minutes total. Maybe you just spend a moment in meditation just remembering God. You spend a moment doing something for yourself or making a decision that is nurturing to yourself, whether it's you buy yourself something or you sit down and take a deep breath and you take a rest or whatever it is, in just a moment you make a decision that is for a nurturing of yourself. Say something to a significant other or mate, do something for them, something for a friend and something for a family member. If you did that every day, within this next week, your life would change.
There you have it. Thank you, Karen Hanslick. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
You're welcome.
And for your very, very powerful presence and message. Wow. Certainly, I know I've got my list. I'm getting ready to go here and make sure that I go down that list and keep the flow of this going. Thank you all for listening to the show, to Life Solutions. And, of course, we'll be back here next Monday, same time, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m., KKNW. And, Karen, say hello to Mary for all of us here.
Will do.
All right, everyone.
Happy Independence
Eric, thank you
Day.
So much for the phenomenal job that you have done.
Thank you.
And we'll make sure that you all know that this is the life that you desire only if you choose it to be. And stand up for the right that is yours, your birthright, to live a life fully enriched. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I will see you back here next week. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow's special show at 11 o'clock, right here with Gary Hirschberg, CEO of Stonyfield Farms. All right, Eric. All right, Karen. Love you both. Have yourselves a great day.
Bye-bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.